what he's doing. He's doing the jack, doing the fly. Don't play him cheap, you know he ain't shy. Doing the monkey, the mashed potato. Jump fat jack, see you later, alligator. I'm your sister, hey.
Mr. James Brown, the Godfather. Yeah. Papa's got a brand new bag, parts 1, 2, and 3. 1965. And then we heard Sly and the Family Stone, 1968, live at the Fillmore East. And we open up with Sly Stone also. So let's continue on. Yes, indeed. Influenced by a lot of people. You know, in his younger days, by some of the artists on the scene, and a lot of people were impressed with his music as well, like Miles Davis from On the Corner. Check this out.
La 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 la. alma.
Yeah.
clarity. Situations where you need approval, You got it on something that could do you some good.
Picking cotton in Texas. This is my dad's washboard. This is how he fed his family. People were picking cotton and tomatoes, and he'd be out in the field singing, and he'd had his own lyrics, and he'd make up verses. That's where Sly and Freddie got that that what we call funk, the lyric thing down. They got that from Daddy. It was just the normal. It was the way of life. It was a way of life. You know, I mean, we have played this before, you know, and not because we had to. We enjoyed the sound.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, the drums came along and tambourines and all that stuff came along, we didn't have to have a washboard. But some of the time we just did it, and it was just fun because Daddy did it. You know what I mean? And so we just beat this thing. Yeah, and sometimes he would use a spoon instead of his finger. He would use a spoon.
Make and these rhythms, yeah.
The rhythm and, karachi. He did this, had this, and this, and whatever rhythm he would put together, he'd have all the workers in the field loving to work because they could hear this. And he would have a tin can out there, and he made up his own lyrics. And he would sing and play his washboard all day, and that's how he made a living to support my mom and Sly. Because and my other sister Loretta, and my mom played a guitar, and actually she taught Sly how to tune a guitar. My mom did. So once we were all of age to play, without them, they just started standing us up on tables in different churches, and we just did gospel music, and Sly played, and Loretta played the piano, and. If there was a tambourine near, I would play a tambourine. And Freddie and Rose would do the same thing, or they'd swap. Somebody, one of the other ones would play. And it just, it's just the way that it was. And and they've never read music. It's all what they learned by ear. I actually learned how to play by ear. We all did. Sly, I think, was the only one.
Yeah.
That took music at a later.
In school,
in
yeah.
In school with Mr. Froelich.
Yeah. Mr. Froelich.
Yeah.
That was Mr. Froelich.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mr. Froelich. He's good, by the way. I talked to him the other day.
You did? Yeah. He's alive?
Yeah. Mr. Froelich's 83 years old. He's doing great.
Big Mama told me once that she was playing her guitar.
Yeah.
And Sly told her, Mom, if you get me one of those, I bet you I could play it.
Yeah.
And so she went and got it. And they got together some kind of way and got him a guitar, and he sure did learn to play it, too.
Daddy picked a little more cotton, got a little more money, and went and got him a guitar, and he played it.
And if you didn't come from a close-knit family or a dysfunctional family, if you ever had an opportunity to be around often the Stewart family, you would finally learn what family is supposed to be about. It will click for you when they were together, mother, father, children, nieces, nephews, and their friends. Yeah, always. Everybody. You hungry, honey? You were talking about you guys drove all the way from Los Angeles and then showed up at the church, and if you'd have said that in front of her, she'd have been fixing you something to eat right away. Yeah.
This portion of the Soul Sounds of KSOL Radio is being brought to you by the House of Music Record Shop at 8417 East 14th Street in Oakland, where they are having the 59 cent sales. All the records you are now hearing are on sale for just 59 cents. Just listen to the top tunes you can get for just 59 cents at the House of Music.
All right, looky here. 59 cent sale records. Listen closely. Just Be Sincere, Jackie Wilson. Girls Ride to Get You, The Fascinations. The Girl Don't Care, Gene Chandler, Jimmy Mack, Martin the Vandellas. Dry Your Eyes, Brendan the Tabulations. Do the Thing, Lou Courtney. Greatest Love, ZZ Hill. 59 cent sale records, and I'm not jiving about that.
Don't forget to stop by today for all of the sale happenings today so you can keep up with the latest soul sounds at the House of Music at 8417 East 14th Street in Oakland, the largest and best stock record shop in Oakland.
That's better, that's better. Smokey, wait your turn, man.
And that's the way it is. Back in March of 1967, KSOL Radio, and as I mentioned last week, we're going to be featuring Sly Stone when he was on the radio back during those golden ages, huh? And we're not going to be basically staying in chronological order. We're going to be jumping around and so forth, but I just wanted to give you an idea what KSOL AM sounded like back then there. And please, FCC, excuse those commercials. They're not valid anymore anyway. We'll be featuring a lot of Sly from the time that he first started on KSOL AM back in November of 1964, right up to the period that you are just listening to right now, which was near the end of his career at KSOL in March to April of 1967.
This portion of the Soul Sound, the House of Music.
Do the thing, Lou Courtney, greatest love, ZZ Hill. Yeah, whole world is a stage, the Fantastic Four, get to step in, little Ronnie. The Happening, the Supremes, Pucker Up Buttercup, Junior Walker, Found a Love, Wilson Pickett, Something Inside Me, Ray Charles, all these are 59 cent sale records.
Stop by today for all of the sale happenings today so you can keep up with the latest soul sounds at the House of Music at 8417 East 14th Street in Oakland, the largest and best stock record shop in Oakland.
K-S-O-L, the radio.
Yeah, well, look at it one time, baby. Look at it. Dig it for what it is, because it's the thing, Lou Courtney.
Yeah, the one and only Sly, of course, on KSOL Radio back in March of 1967. And all the music, the Ray Dobard Music City Show and so forth, those were the days. He broke every rule in the book, but everyone enjoyed him, and definitely Sly was where it's at back then.
You walking funny lately? Feeling bad, all tight and drawn up in the stomach? It's because of, well, listen closely.
Are you, like millions of Americans, a victim of hemorrhoids? Statistics show about one in every three of them. Preparation H shrinks hemorrhoids without surgery.
Another lucky winner from KSOL 145.
If your soul sticker number is 88015, you're the winner of a Del Rey electric guitar from the Swingin' Soul Brothers. You have 2 minutes to call the San Francisco number at 6 to claim your prize.
Thank you. sit right down. Baby, let your mind roll on. Everybody's talking about a new way of walking. Do you want to lose your mind?
I'm here.
Walk right in. Sit right down. Baby, let your mind roll on.
Wanna take you higher,
higher.
Now if you wanna go higher, we'd appreciate if you would repeat after us. We're gonna try it like this now. When I point to you, it's your turn. Can you dig it? Now let's try it. Wanna take you higher,
higher.
It's your turn to say it. Would you say it with us? Let's do this thing together before we get the hell out of here. Wanna take you higher.
Hey, music lover, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, WRCT.org. Been listening to our tribute to Sly Stone, various selections that we've heard. Music lover, taking you back there some years ago. Also, Sly, when he was on the radio at KSOL 190 in 1967. Yeah, 1967. KSOL, Sly Stone on the radio. Vet Stone, little sister, talking about Sly and how they moved on. And even Cynthia was sitting in and she gave her 2 cents worth as well. Sly and his family Stone danced to the music at Woodstock. Also, music from Miles Davis, Holly Wood, and Helen Butt. Yeah, that's from the complete On the Corner Sessions, 1972. Papa's got a brand new bag, Mr. James Brown. Yes, indeed. And also some music from Live at the Fillmore East. Sly and the Family Stone. I believe that was from 1967, if I'm not mistaken. I'll go back and look it up and make the corrections if possible. But yeah, we're here and we got a lot more for you, so stay with us.
Because you think that
This is Larry Graham. Welcome to the SoulPatrol.net, R-A-D-I-O-I-O. Everybody I see, I don't owe.
This is Bob Davis. We're riding
on
the A-Train, going up to Harlem with Sly and the Family Stone. Go ahead, Freddie, Mr. Freddie Stone.
Hello, everybody. How y'all doing?
Very good. Thank you very much. I'm here with Adam Thrift, Blanche Valentine.
What's up?
We were right in the middle of a conversation talking about how people should think about the Family Stone going forward, because they're not dead. Matter of fact, Freddie's got a new CD out, which we're going to talk about a little later. But Fred, you're giving us some of your thoughts on how you want to see, perceive the band going forward.
Well, in my view, the Family Stone is getting together to work out a situation where we want to continue on. One of the things that Sly said that was very profound, in one of our hits was, I want to take you higher. And I believe that the Family Stone can continue that on and take people higher. My brother's a genius. He's resting right now, and so he has not taken the people higher, but he stated that he wanted to. And so we know that it can be done, so we can keep up what he has begun and take the people higher or to another level. I believe the Family Stone is yet have within them elements that would cause them to yet pioneer roads that other artists perhaps have not gone down, simply because we're not tired, we're not through, and we still see something. We're not dreaming yet. There still is a vision. You know, they say when you start dreaming, you know, the vision is over, and now you're just wishing that you could do something. Well, we're still visionaries, and we're still doing things, and so the vision is not quite complete. So I think the Family Stone has a great deal to offer, but I think I would warn the public that the Family Stone, and it looks like we're coming out with something very new and fresh. I would tell you to, man, sister, brother, you're going to be pleasantly surprised, because the energy is there. The same music that you enjoyed when you were younger, you're going to enjoy it again. Everything is going to be there, but it's going to be coming from a fresh Family Stone. Even though we're older, the music is yet going to be fresh, because for some reason or another, and I think it's providential, that we are fresher than we were when we first started. And I think it has a lot to do with just living, learning, and learning from your mistakes, but growing, going through the struggles, and coming out on the other side victorious. And to us, we have purpose. When we were younger, we played because we just loved to play. When we're playing now, we're playing because we have purpose. We have a lot of friends not to mention family members, but that's a small part of it. We have an obligation to what I consider to be our fans, to say something to them. We want to let them know that they didn't do wrong by being our fans, and that we love them, and we want to do something for them. We want to let them know that we are alive and well, and we want to share something with them that will be beneficial to them in years to come. Is that because everybody's a star? That's because everybody is a star, and Stan, and in the end, you'll still be you.
Well, listen, you know, I don't want to dwell on, you know, anything negative, but you did mention your brother.
Yes.
He's not here with us today. Mm-hmm. Is he going to be a part of this, or is that still, you know, an open question?
Sly is like a friend of mine said last night. Sly is flying. He's in Beverly Hills. He's doing well. Last time I talked to him, he had he told me, he said, "Freddie, I got about 100 songs." Now Sly is doing basically what he wants to do. I told one brother that there are two things that would cause Sly to get motivated. One, a divine experience. Two, the Family Stone in the studio rehearsing. Okay, and I think one or two of those things would cause him to come out and do something.
Well, you know, my view is that, you know, we would all like to hear and see him again, but, you know, we're all just happy if the brother is just happy with himself and within himself and for himself, and that's really all any of us want or need out of life.
Amen. I agree, and he is. He's happy with himself. He's doing what he wants to do when he gets ready to do it. He goes where he wants to go. You know, it's kind of like, you know, after a while, some of the engagements that he made, it got to the point where I hear ball players saying, you know, it stopped being fun. Mm-hmm. You know, I think for Sly, it stopped being fun for whatever reason, you know. And when it gets like that for a musician, that means, you know, no purpose is gone. You know, it takes purpose for anyone to be successful or to go forth with a drive, you know, with the magnetism, with you know, with electricity, you know. But for him, if someone was to say, you know, come on, Sly, we'll give you this much money, well, that doesn't mean anything to him. Come on, we'll put you up in the limousine, you know, stretch, that doesn't mean anything to him. We'll do that doesn't mean anything to him. You know, he's got it all, he's done it all, you know, but my brother, he'll come out for purpose, you see, and I believe that when he hears what the purpose is. And, you know, right now in this time, because of what happened in September 11th, I've had so many people call me now and said, you know what, we know that the things that have happened, and because of September 11th, it automatically seems to set the stage for groups like Sly and the Family Stone because of the messages that we used to have in our songs.
Definitely. You brought people together in a very special way, in a very special time. There was a war going on then as well. Let me ask you, what do you think about music today? And where do you think you fit in musically, or do you not even care about that?
Well, where do we fit in? Well, we've been, flattered that so many artists, you know, have sampled our music and that they've taken a liking to it, that they saw something that was positive to them and used it. You know, of course, it makes you feel good when you hear someone doing, you know, the things that you've done. And today, I think we fit in the very same place we fit in years ago. Because there are people that are put in. I believe people have purpose. You know, we have purpose. You know, our purpose then, when Sly wrote songs like "You Can Make It If You Try," you know, very significant. Stand, and then you'll still be you. You know, I want to take you higher. I'm thankful and thoughtful. You know, songs like that. Thank you for letting me be myself again. You know, well, there in that same light. That same message is viable today. It's important today. Addressed in a different way, but the message, the message and what it means to encourage people and to let people know, because you know I notice as you get a little older and live a little longer, you know, people need to be encouraged. People need to know that you know what. It doesn't matter what people say about your racism, your color, and this and that, or how tall you are, how short you are. You know, everybody, you know, is star. We are everyday people. You know, it has to come back around again, say it another way, because there's a new generation, but it's the same thing, man.
Let me ask you this. Let's go back in time for just a moment. One of the things about Soul Patrol that makes it unique among its genre, you know, I hate that word, genre of sites, is that we have a lot of information on our site about Jimi Hendrix.
Mm-hmm.
And we recognize how important that he was, and his music was, and his legacy. You're part of the same legacy from the same period of time. Talk to us for a minute about people like that I would consider contemporaries of yours, like Jimi Hendrix, like the Chambers Brothers, like Richie Havens.
Chambers Brothers.
Okay, talk about the Chambers Brothers for a minute.
I love the Chambers. I love the Chambers Brothers. Mm-hmm. What I love about the Chambers Brothers is their heart. Okay, we knew them, man. The Chambers Brothers had a. They were one of the few groups that I feel in my spirit that was genuine from the heart. You know, and not a lot of artists were like that. Some people just play.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
We're at 125th Street, and we and we're getting ready to get off of this train, and we're gonna
pick it up later.
We're gonna pick it up. The great, the legendary Mr. Freddie Stone. We're back on the A train. We just got through at the Apollo Theater, taking a look here, a little business, and we're going to pick up the conversation with a little discussion about the Chambers Brothers and Richie Havens and Jimi Hendrix and Santana and the whole Woodstock thing.
Well, you know, those names that you mentioned, Chambers Brothers, Richie Havens, Santana, as well as, I might add, you know, Creedence Clearwater, you know, Janis Joplin, and a lot of the other artists, The Who, Grateful Dead, a lot of those, the artists that are, who are... our peers and, you know, those that we work with and sometimes we even share the same marquee, same kind of billing. The one thing that I really appreciate